A reading from the second book of the Kings. Naaman the leper went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, as Elisha had told him to do. And his flesh became clean once more, like the flesh of a little child. Returning to Elisha with his whole escort, he went in and stood before him. "Now I know," he said, "that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, please, accept a present from your servant." But Elisha replied, "As the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will accept nothing." Naaman pressed him to accept, but he refused. Then Naaman said, "Since your answer is no, allow your servant to be given as much earth as 2 mules may carry, because your servant will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any god except the Lord." This is the word of the Lord.
The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations. The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm has brought salvation. The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy. The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. I am reminding you to fan into a flame the gift that God gave you. God's gift was not a spirit of timidity, but the spirit of power and love and self-control. So you are never to be ashamed of witnessing to the Lord or ashamed of me for being his prisoner, but with me bear the hardships for the sake of the good news, relying on the power of God. Keep as your pattern the sound teaching you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. You have been trusted to look after something precious. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. This is the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along a border town between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered one of the villages, 10 lepers came to meet him. They stood some way off and called to him, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now as they were going away, they were cleansed. Finding himself cured, one of them turned back, praising God at the top of his voice, and threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. The man was a Samaritan. This made Jesus say, "Were not all 10 made clean? The other 9, where are they?" It seems that no one has come back to give praise to God except this foreigner. And he said to the man, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
The Gospel today presents us with a unique narrative in many ways. And there's several points of interest. Looking at the first reading and the Gospel, what stands out clearly is the healing power of God and the positive response elicited by the one who was healed. It's interesting that Luke is the only one of the evangelists that relates this story of 10 lepers. Both Matthew and Mark only refer to one person being cured. Luke's account of the 10 lepers has a lot in common with the first reading and the cure of Naaman. In fact, they're really a bit parallel with each other because the theme is exactly the same. According to Jewish law, victims of leprosy had the condition because of their sin. And it also meant that they were banished. They were not allowed as part of the society. And they were not allowed to give praise to God in the temples. The disease was considered a divine punishment. And I think we all know that that can't be true, because we don't believe in divine punishment. And being ostracized in society is the last thing we should look at. It's not the thing to do. It decries our Christianity. Jesus gave them directions to go to the temple, to the priests. And what Jesus was doing was reinforcing the role of the priests in that they were the people that could give forgiveness and say to the people, "Your sins," as it was considered a sin, leprosy, "is forgiven." So he was emphasizing that the priests are there to forgive. This week I had the unusual happy event of going to a football match and coming away after Hull City won. I'm glad that people laughed and grinned, because it shows the collective response of people. People sometimes think God is only there for the bad times. We come here to Mass each day or each Sunday, and we become one person in Christ. We're collectively joining together, a bit like football fans do at a stadium, and they sing the same songs together because they know that will give them an uplift. It will uplift the team. So when we come to Mass on a Sunday, we're looking for that uplifting nature. We feel happy, apart from having a chin wag afterwards. We feel happy that we're together. You can see the smile on people's faces. Jesus was trying to say to people, I'm not here just for the bad times. I'm here for the good times. I was going to sing an extract from a song. I can see you all going, no, don't do it. Those of you that know my singing voice, you'll be saying, no, don't do it. But it's a very famous song, and I was listening to it in the car and singing because no one else could hear me. And it goes like this. And I ask you, how many remember who it's by? One love, one heart. Let's get together and feel all right. So who sang it? Any more? Bob Marley. Yes, absolutely. It was on his album Exodus. But it's a piece of music that virtually everyone knows. And as soon as it comes on the radio, you can see the bodies start to move. Even at 90 plus, you can see. Dirty Nora. She sang. I could see a little twitch there as she goes. But that's the reality of life. When you get together in a group, you start to think, isn't it wonderful? I'm happy. I've got my friends around me. And you can conquer the world. Jesus doesn't say, or the evangelist doesn't say, that the nine that didn't return to say thank you didn't go to the temple. They might have just followed his instructions and gone to the temple to show themselves to the priest. But what he is saying is, remember, no matter what you do, no matter how much help and support and love you get from people around you, because people are a reflection of their beliefs, be thankful. I'll use the football analogy again. When you see them score a goal as an individual, most of them make some type of religious gesture, either to Allah on their knees, raising their hands to the sky, or they'll cross themselves. That's the immediate response, to say thank you to God. Not to the person that passed them the ball so they could score, but thank you to God. Then they get together as a group and celebrate. So this common experience that we have when we come to Mass and receive the sacraments and share with our community of St. Anthony's is a way of saying thank you also to God. But it's also saying thank you to the people of this community. We drive away sin. We heal people just by reflecting and saying thank you to God. God is always there beside us. So when you go from here today, I'll ask you one thing to do. Give someone a smile. Give someone a hug. Share a little word with them, especially to people you don't know. And that love and cleansing of ourselves will be passed on to the people you share that with. Amen.